Do you still, is your name still Christiane Downs?
Hughie.
Is your middle name still the same?
Yeah.
It's Christiane Hughie now?
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to say Downs at all?
No, I never did.
Do you want me to send that tape to you? Would your parents get mad at you if I did?
I don't think so.
Is it all right if I send it to you?
If you want.
Okay, what's your address?
41993.
41993?
Yeah.
Okay.
McKinsey?
Yeah.
You may spell it?
Uh-huh.
M-E-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
Okay.
Highway.
Okay.
Springfield, Oregon.
Okay.
97478.
Okay, I'll send it to you. My dad hooked everything together for me, and I made that tape for you that night. And do you like Michael Jackson?
He's okay.
My sister Leslie likes him. My sister Leslie has a couple Michael Jackson tapes, and my dad said there was a lot more room on that tape. It would be a waste just to send you that one video. He said I should put more stuff on it for you because it's a waste of a tape.
Yeah.
What are your other favorite groups? Do you know, do you ever go to the video store and rent videos?
Do I?
Do you ever go to the video stores and rent videos?
Yeah.
Because if you look in the video stores and you see a video you want, just write it down and tell me, and then I'll tape it for you on that same tape.
Okay.
Because there's lots more room on that tape. Oh, this chest cold is just killing me. Mm-hmm. Everybody in our family has been sick for so long.
I had mine last week.
Oh, did you? Did your brother get sick too?
No, he was fine. But everybody at school, you know, was sore throat or coughing or...
Yeah, just the winter time, I guess. You know, I really think you should call your grandma and grandpa. I really do. I think they would really love to hear from you. I wish I knew a phone number where I could call my mom, but I'm mad at my mom, sort of, in a way. I mean, I try not to be, you know, but she never even said goodbye or anything or explained or anything. Did your mom ever get to explain to you?
She might have, but... probably in the hospital.
And do you remember when you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
You do? Do you ever talk to your real dad?
I haven't talked to him for many years.
Really? Do you ever think about calling him or just telling him thanks? Thanks a lot, man.
I want to, but I don't know.
Do Fred and Hughie, are they nice to you? Are they like, do you guys do family stuff, or are they like,
Well, no. With Dwayne and I, we do. And that Fred, he's sort of like a loner. He likes quiet things, doesn't like to do rowdy, good at, you know, some kind of event.
Do you guys ever get in trouble? Does he, like, punish you?
Except the grades.
Huh?
Our grades.
Do you get good grades in school?
Huh?
Do you get good grades?
Not this year. I haven't.
I get like C's and B's and I always get an A in PE.
Okay. I'm getting probably one A in aerobics and then B's and C's and a D.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to.
Huh. Well, you know, these ladies that are trying to work with your mom, if there was a way, like, that you could tell them without having to, like, you know, hassle you or anything, if there was a way that you could tell them that you don't think your mom shot you, that you don't remember it anymore or something, like, do you not remember it because you just can't remember it, or do you remember it, like, because your doctor was, like, talking to you all the time and so that's what you thought you remembered?
I just don't remember it.
You just don't remember it. Would there be a way you could tell them that you don't remember it? So that, because, you know, when she went to jail, because they thought you did remember. But you can tell them that you didn't remember it was so long ago, and you were young and you were confused and all those things, you know, and they should understand that. Especially since you're still young, since you're still, you know, under 18.
Mm-hmm.
Not for long, and you get your driver's license soon. When's your birthday?
October.
So you'll be 16 this October?
Yeah.
You'll be able to get a driver's license and a car and everything?
I don't know.
Be cruising?
I'm gonna
My cousin Nikki just got her driver's license right before Thanksgiving, and we went to go cruising. Listen to Paula Abdul and cruising. Yeah, you know, if you don't remember it, then they should know that, because then that way you don't have to. Do you like living with friend Joanne? I mean, do you like them?
Oh, they're okay. I mean, they're old. Not fun, and we live so far out, and not in town, and not with all my friends, and so...
So you probably don't even live near any of your friends, huh?
I don't.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them often either.
Do your parents?
They're all...
Everybody lives far. That sucks. I live on a cul-de-sac with lots of people, lots of pain-in-the-ass little kids like my little sister Lizzie. She is such a brat. Do you ever have to babysit your brother Danny?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, did anybody ever, like, explain to you why you can't see your grandparents or your parents or anything? Or did they just say you're never going to see them again?
They didn't say anything at all. They never brought it up. Not
having either. Really? Huh. Christy, call your grandma and grandpa and tell them you don't remember your mom hurting you. Tell me you don't remember, and that you just, you'd like somebody to talk to, because you used to be able to trust your grandma and grandpa, huh?
Yeah.
And you still could. You still could trust them. That would mean so much for them if you'd call them and just say hi. Like before, you know, before, like, Fred and Joanne get home. Do they get home soon? Are we running out of time?
They won't be here until probably another half an hour.
Huh. You know that, when you were in therapy in the beginning, did you have more than one therapist?
I only had one, I think.
One? And he just talked to you over and over about what happened and wanted you to tell him who it was?
Yeah.
So you finally just said your mom, because he was bugging you so much, you just wanted him to shut up already?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I did it too, except for I just didn't say anybody's name. I just said, I can't remember. I've tried. But I just wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to tell it was my dad, or I'd be in... Because I had to stay with my dad. They didn't take me away from him or anything.
Oops.
What was that?
Magazine, I dropped it.
Oops. So, you know, you just, like, remember him talking to you so much that you finally just said that in court. And did you say it in court because you thought that you'd be able to see her once you said it? Like what she said on the interview? You know, like on that interview, where your mom said that you finally just said her name because by then you knew what they wanted you to say, and they told you you couldn't see your mom until you told them who did it. So finally, you just said your mom's name so that you could finally see her. Was that true?
Well, I didn't know anything about I'd be able to see her again, but they knew that, you know, that she did it, and I should say that she did it.
So. But you really didn't remember it, huh? It was probably because you were knocked out, right, when you were shot. You probably couldn't remember anything just because you were knocked out. But they wanted to just, you know, have somebody say they saw it so that she could be in trouble for it. Do you wish that she was out of prison now since she really didn't do it? Or do you think she really didn't do it, huh?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Really?
I couldn't say if she did it or someone else did, because I don't know.
But that's exactly what you should say, that you really don't know. You really don't know. And that's because, you know, they forced you into testifying. You were a little girl, and they told you it was the right thing to do, and you wanted to do the right thing, so you did it. They told you that was the right thing to do, huh?
Right, but, like, the person, my attorney, yeah, that's who Fred is.
Uh-huh.
That's my money with. He is the guy who worked for me.
Yeah. That's weird that you live with him after that, too. Do you wish you lived with your grandparents at least or something?
I don't know. It's like an ice in my throat.
What?
I got to clear my throat.
Oh.
I like my grandparents, but sometimes, like, my grandma is a pain sometimes.
Well, she's district.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I don't know. She probably loves me, but she acts pretty rude sometimes.
Oh, she just like strict?
Yeah.
A lot of people are that way. Especially if you had lots of kids. Didn't your mom grow up with lots of brothers and sisters?
I think three brothers and a sister.
You gotta be strict when you got lots of kids. But I bet you anything they'd love for you to call them. Are you gonna call them?
I'll think about it.
Okay, think about it, because I know they would want you to. I know they'd like to hear you just to say hi and stuff. Do you ever go by their house?
No, I mean, we get close enough and we get a strength built, I mean...